We're here with Julie Esser from CU Ledger. And I tell you, CU Ledger and all the things that you guys are doing just is mind-blowing stuff. So what's it like being a part of this?
Oh, it's a fascinating opportunity, to say the least. You know, coming from a great career at CUNA into CU Ledger, I can't be more excited about this and the opportunity that we have to really help credit unions and their members, especially in the area of digital identities.
And who would have thunk, you know, it's just like 2 or 3, maybe 4 years ago, where we were, I'm sure the techies were thinking about this stuff, but not regular folks like me.
Oh, God.
Like, we were not, now it's everywhere, you know, you can't get away from it. And it's a good thing, because it's kind of pushing us into this realm where we have to be.
Yep, exactly. And there's been so many of us that have been trying to solve this problem for a long time. In fact, one of my projects, when I was working on our e-commerce business at CUNA, was to create a product called Safe ID, which was a dongle that would have a smart card chip where you would store all your usernames and passwords. I mean, so it's been on everybody's mind for a long time. It's been a pain point for everybody for a long time. And I think I read somewhere that the average consumer has more than 45 usernames and passwords. I know I have a lot more of those myself. And it's hard to
remember. You don't want to write them down because somebody's going to snoop around and find them. But
the older I get, the more I need to.
Me too. It's like, gosh. So the solution to all this is MyCUID. So yes. Give us a quick 411 on what this is all about for folks out there who may not have heard of it or may need a reminder.
Sure. So MyCUID is going to be a first global product for credit unions. We're creating a global digital identity ecosystem for credit unions and their members. Right now the problem is we all have siloed identities. So we sign up with a website, that's a siloed identity. Every website we sign on to, it's considered a siloed identity.
Right.
We don't know what happens to the identity once that company leaves, or how are they storing it and stuff like that. That's why all these breaches occur.
Right.
So what we're doing is taking that model and reversing it, and it's called a self-sovereign identity. Where consumers will be able to own and control their identity, and they can never be taken away. And it's going to be great because the credit unions will be able to be a trust anchor for their identities. And what better than the credit union and member relationship that already exists from a trust factor to really sustain that in the future?
I get goosebumps thinking about this stuff because we're at the CU Engage Executive Technology Summit a couple of weeks ago up at the Visa Innovation Center in San Francisco, and we're talking about the MyCUID and blockchain and all this type of stuff. A great panel. John Ainsworth was on the panel as well, and it was just mind-blowing how cool this is. And I was thinking in my head, this is like an iPhone moment for us, for credit unions, because this changes everything. It gives credit unions a whole new, I guess, platform, if you will, or I don't know. I don't know how to grasp, put my head around it, but it's just something so foundational for not only members, but consumers as well, that this ID, this sovereign ID that you're talking about, starts with our industry, our neighborhood, and that's so exciting.
Yeah, and we're so far ahead of the game, too.
Yeah.
You know, which we're becoming the model for other organizations. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be great that credit unions are going to be able to become trust anchors for these identities.
Yeah, I like that term.
Yeah. For their membership. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, my gosh. So where do we go from? I mean, how do we get this out to everybody? Is it, where are we in the MyCUID journey?
All right. So with MyCUID, it's being offered by CU Ledger. CU Ledger is a credit union-owned CUSO. We're fairly new. We're almost a year old. We'll be a year old in June. So we're in the middle of our financing phase of our organization. We're also in midst of development. We're going to be looking at conducting some pilots this summer, and we're looking at a full-blown launch probably in first quarter next year.
All right. So this time next year will be all steam, all full ahead.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yep.
So, gosh, I want to get back to my CUID because I'm fascinated. I'm obsessed with it. All right. I might need counseling. All right. But in a good way, because I just see this as something so huge for credit unions on a global scale. And again, it all starts in our neighborhood. So how does a credit union get this out to their members? Obviously, they offer it as a product service offering type of thing, but I want to get your advice, your take on it.
Yeah, so we're working really closely on that. So reducing members' friction is going to be so important to us. We want to make sure that it's usable and members can enroll into it very quickly. Mm-hmm. We're going to be using biometrics. We're going to be using smartphone technology that already exists. So we're starting to work through our use cases right now and coming up with our minimum viable product. Okay. And we're going to be focusing on using the digital identity, whether you're going to walk into a branch, you're going to be calling the credit union on the phone into the call center, or logging in either on the website or in the mobile environment.
Okay. And where can folks find out more information on this really hot, hot topic?
Yeah, so we have a microsite page called mycuid.com where you can just fill out your name and contact information on that form, and you get into our database. And so we'll solicit very periodically information about mycuid as it becomes available. Definitely, if credit unions are interested in investing in our organization right now, they can reach out to us as well.
Okay.
We'll have until the end of November for that opportunity.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I mean, I'm over the moon about this, if you can't tell. All right, Julie. It's a little bit over the top, but I'm all right.
Need some of that.
Here, you can have it. Anything else? Any other words of wisdom? Any other information you want to provide wrap up?
The MyCUID is going to be foundational for the credit union. Mm-hmm. So think about every interaction that a credit union has starts with identifying who their member is.
Right.
And so digital identity is just the first component of it. We're going to be looking at loan participations, cross-border payments are going to be our next focus after the digital identity component is coming out.
Oh,
so, and there'll be other applications that fall on top of that as well in the future. So, we're in for a ride.
Really cool. Really cool. I'm so stoked for you guys. So happy for you guys. I can't wait to see how the journey goes for you guys. So it's really going to be fun to watch. All right. Well, keep up the good work and keep us posted on all this type of stuff. We'll certainly get the news out there for you, and really excited for this industry and what you guys are doing as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.